This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
So, Andrew Cuomo tries to clarify his remarks when he says America was never that great, but nobody's buying it. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here, the Cioli Show. Appreciate it very, very much. On Twitter at Rich Cioli and Facebook.com/Cioli Show for the time being. Now, I want to play you this cut. This is Andrew Cuomo, the governor of the state of New York and a potential 2020 presidential candidate. All right, take a listen.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great. We have not reached greatness. We will reach greatness when every American is fully engaged. We will reach greatness when discrimination and stereotyping against women, 51% of our population, is gone, and every woman's full potential is realized and unleashed, and every woman is making her full contribution. When that happens, this nation is going to be taken even higher.
Okay, and you heard him get booed there. The reason why he's going down this crazy, wacky road is because he's got a primary challenge. Cynthia Nixon running hardcore to the left. She's an out-and-out socialist. She's fully embracing the left. And so Cuomo's got to show them, hey, I've got my lefty bona fides too. Now his office is clarified. Here's a statement they put out a short time ago. Quote, Governor Cuomo disagrees with the president. The governor believes America is great, and that her full greatness will be fully realized when every man, woman, and child has full equality. America has not yet reached its maximum potential. Okay? That's what they say the governor believes. But you clearly heard him say, America was never that great. America, not that great.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
You know what he sounds like? He sounds like a guy at a golf club who's unhappy, right? Like, you know, listen, that guy who's running the course says it was never that great. They got things on the field. What is this place? It's a dump.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
Ever since they changed chefs at that restaurant, it was never that great. The pasta came out soft. I can't get a freaking al dente. That's what he sounds like, the governor. That's it. That's what he sounds like right there. Unbelievable. Hey, what's with the chef? This place has never been that great. What am I paying for here?
It was never that great.
I don't know if I'm going to renew my membership in America, to be honest with you. I think we're overpaying here. I mean, what, 10% off at the snack bar? Was never that great.
So it's like every stereotypical New Yorker. Like, ugh.
You're right. Complaining just, about everything. Right.
It's never that great.
Yeah. Andrew Cuomo is every obnoxious New Yorker you've ever thought of right there. Complaining about anything. Could be anything. Take out America, just put something else in there. Of course, it's our nation he's complaining about, but it could be literally anything. This place was never that great. The waiters, quite frankly, I got to go 2-3 minutes without getting a refill in my iced tea. What is this place? America, not for nothing, but I'm just saying. You could be great, but not now. If you cut the grass, get a new chef, and how about some activities like, bocce ball on the courts? Yeah. Maybe somebody can come out here and, I don't know, my wife would like a massage is all I'm saying. The missus would like a little... you don't have to give it to us for free, but I'm just saying.
Is it too much to ask?
Is it too much to ask? My wife gets a treatment, like, you know what I'm saying? It's just amazing to me. You're completely complaining. It was never that great. First of all, if it's going to be great, get new pastrami. I want boar's head cold cuts. Enough of this Dietz and Watson. So he realized the crowd wasn't having it, even though he tried to go on and on about what could make America great, but he just failed, completely fell on his face.
I think he was expecting applause to break out when he, you know, continued
the speech.
Just like there were moments where I think he was expecting huge applause to break out, and it was crickets.
Like a rousing, build them up. He's like the guy who stands up at the meeting of the condo association, and he's like, we need our driveways shoveled. Mm-hmm. How about we also get better leaf removal? And the swimming pool is open at night. Woo! Yeah. Right? That's what he's thinking of right there.
We need to allowed to park our RVs in our driveways.
I don't want any RVs in the driveways. I don't want to look at them anymore.
Oh, man.
Go ahead. And then,
we're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
Nah, this place sucks. I gotta be honest with you. All these years I've been paying to come here, I think it sucks.
It sucks anyway.
You know what? And when my membership in America's up in the end of September, I'm out.
It's like Rodney Dangerfield and Caddyshack.
It really is.
This whole place sucks. Oh.
Walking around insulting everybody about our country. This is amazing. The governor of New York.
I'm surprised he thought that was gonna fly.
Oh, man. It's just amazing. It's truly.
It was never that great.
Man. Man. This whole place sucks. I'm going to Canada. Screw this. That's what he should do. You know, resign as governor and then go to Toronto. It's right over the border. Go hang out up there.
Smarmy.
Right?
Join Lena Dunham.
Oh, God.
Greg, you put it so right. He's every stereotypical New Yorker complaining about everything. A million times we've seen this. These beaches aren't that great. They don't rake them.
That pizza shop on 52nd Street, used to be good. Nah, not that great anymore.
But it was never that great.
Never that great.
It was never that great. It was always overrated.
It was never that great.
Ah, pizza's undercooked, soggy. Ah. The governor of New York right there.
Such a...
It's like he's in charge of Del Boca Vista Phase 3. Not the state of New York. Oh, and I love the spin. I really do. No, it's just that America hasn't lived up to its full potential. This place could be something. I'm just saying.
Talking about his own kids. My gosh. Yeah, you were never that great.
You got
potential,
that great.
Though.
My brother was never
was
that great.
Say,
that's why I call him the lesser. He was never that great. Never that smart.
Was never that great.
Nah, not that good. just saying, but...
The memes that will ensue.
Oh, we could have a little duel between Andrew and the lesser.
I love it.
I think I can make that happen before the end of the week.
Yeah.
Beautiful,
some
Greg
really
Stocker.
Good ideas in the pipeline here. What was the other one? White Privileged Children's Movie?
White Privileged Children's Movies?
Who's making... Is somebody taking these down? You need a list.
Yeah, because we come up with great ideas and then we just forget.
Can we just hold on to this until I'm back, though?
We're the laziest radio show ever.
Yeah, like at one point, Katie, I was going to do a thing where I was going to have Bernie Sanders read children's stories. I have been talking about doing that for, 2 years? 16 years now.
Yeah, we have production for it, everything. I'll get to it eventually.
That's such a great idea.
The Zioli show was never that great.
Good night, lamppost.
It
Good
could
night.
Be great, but they don't follow up on anything. They put these ideas out there, but then,
The Rich Zioli show.
It was never that great.
You got to make that a promo. That's got to be a thing.
It's got to be a
thing. Fantastic.
And the great green room.
I was going to take calls, but they're never that great.
He's not wrong.
He still can't call, so don't worry about it. Don't call me. That's Dave Scalish, our chief engineer, is here.
Uh-oh.
This is what I mean. I'm a professional radio host, Katie Fellinger, because I can host a show in the middle of the engineer
chaos.
Pulling phones down.
Yeah, you have like three people
resetting computers, and I don't even know what's going on right now. Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
That's Sid, why they call you talent.
Sid, that's the talent, right?
Sid put it best on Twitter. He said, for 2 days you went without taking calls, and the one day you want to take calls, you're not allowed to.
That's true. I didn't take a single call yesterday or the day before.
Or Monday, no.
And today I actually wanted to take calls. I was in the mood.
You had like a gold mine of people.
I was just in the mood, and then
Every phone line was burning down because they're like, this is our one chance. Right. This is our one chance.
We better do it. He doesn't normally open the phone lines. It's like Willy Wonka. You know, you better take the tour. And then the phones go down.
There was a race.
There was a race across the Delaware Valley. Everybody was like, he's taking calls today.
Are we fixed? Are we back up? Oh, look at that. I think we might be up. We might be back in business. We got to restart nine programs. But soon.
But I have faith.
The WPHT.
Thank you, Mr. Scalish.
The WPHT call system.
Excellent.
Well
done.
It was never that great.
I mean, we could do this all night.
I'm telling you, I'm your bad luck charm. Something has broken literally every time I've been here.
Yeah, but it's worth having you, Katie Fillinger. It's worth you breaking all of our stuff.
Yeah,
little do you know that there's probably security footage of me, like, beating up on your equipment.
This place was never that great. It sucks. I've been telling everybody that great. They say, you like, join America? Nah, don't join America. Go to the club up north, Canada. Way better.
A club
the dues are out of control here in America. That's he sounds like he's giving a report on a country club. Anyway, that's the governor of New York. And then his brother yesterday, the lesser, who admitted for the world he's the lesser Cuomo.
Mm-hmm.
So the lesser Cuomo and
I did put something. It was never that great. Like, it's not as great as I. That's why I didn't even tell you. But I mean, we're here, so I could try it for you if you
want
to.
I really want to hear it.
Let's do it.
You say I'm somehow lesser Cuomo. Welcome to prime.
It's hard because he says it really fast.
And there's always music underneath.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
say I'm somehow lesser Cuomo.
It's not bad, though.
Lesser Cuomo.
It's you say bad. I'm somehow lesser Cuomo. Welcome to primetime.
Yeah, that's tricky.
With the weight of the free world.
That's tricky. We need an impressionist to just say his last name without, like, really dire-sounding music in the background.
I wonder, has Joe Conklin conquered the lesser Cuomo yet?
Oh, I'm sure he can.
I bet he could. Yeah, I bet he could.
So that might not be a bad idea to ask him. Yeah. I'll see him on the 22nd. I guess maybe we could have him.
Yes.
You know, that comedy show was never that great. But it could be. Just saying.
It was never that great.
Yeah.
JoeConklin.com.
We still have tickets to give away, but I don't know if we can because...
Oh.
No, I think we can.
All right. Well, here's the deal. You call right now. Caller number 12. We'll give you a 4-pack of tickets to come see us. The 22nd at Parks Casino for Joe Conklin's comedy night. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I'll be there. And Dawn will be there. And Greg will be there. Katie, you're welcome to join us, you know.
As in, like, next week?
As in next week, yeah.
Oh, I think I have off. What day is
it? I got a thing. Oh, yeah, my hair.
No, I think seriously. What's the actual date?
I got
22nd?
Yes,
22nd. These things run late.
855-839-1210, #1210 in a cell. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to Parks, parxcasino.com/comedy. Yes, Greg?
No. I was just thanking you for getting in that sponsor.
Absolutely. Happy to do it. It's my job.
How he rolls again.
This show was never that great.
Talent.
This show, quite frankly,
it was never that great.
Nah,
nope.
The valet sucks. I can't get my car. I gotta wait 10 minutes for my car in America. All right, 5:15. Let's check in with Katie.
And good afternoon. I'm Katie Fehlinger. 5:15. A clear sky out there right now, and it'll stay that way through tonight. It's still right around 90 degrees, but we are going to drop down to about 73 through the overnight on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. The survivor of an attempted suicide is getting a second chance after receiving a historic face transplant. 21-year-old Katie Stubblefield is the youngest face transplant recipient in U.S. history. She's featured on the cover of National Geographic's September issue. She says she's tried to kill herself with a gun when she was 18, but the attempt left her with serious injuries, and she hopes her story will now help raise awareness about mental illness. And all that intense flash flooding earlier this week forced New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy to declare a state of emergency in 5 counties, including Ocean County. 7 inches of rain fell in just 72 hours in Brick Township. Rain inundated roads, and dozens of people were forced out of their homes. The Red Cross is helping people who have been displaced. And Glassdoor is out with its list of the 25 highest paying jobs in America. Physicians topped the list this year, earning an average of nearly $200,000 a year. That was followed by pharmacy managers and pharmacists, which both take home more than $100,000 a year. Who knew? All of the top 10 jobs earn six-figure paychecks, with software architects rounding out the top 10. Your CBS 3 Eyewitness Weather, we are all clear overhead tonight. It's about time. Our low, a mild 73. It's still sunny, still hot tomorrow, up to 94. Just watch for a shower storm tomorrow night, and we'll stay in the low 90s right through Friday. Right now, again, about 90 degrees in Old City. The news sponsored by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. I'm Katie Fallinger with news at 15 and 45 past the hour. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Listen anytime, anywhere. Download the radio.com app and favorite 1210 WPHT today.
The Rich Cioli Show.
It was never that great.
On Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Every day, try to give you an entertaining and informative program, and that's what we try to do. You're in traffic, you're driving home, you want to have a nice afternoon, which is why I'm not spending a whole lot of time on the priest thing, the Catholic Church thing. I'm not avoiding the issue. It's just, it's a horrific, horrific issue. And to say that heads need to roll is an understatement, but it's graphic. The details of it are graphic. And I'm not even at a place yet where I can even read some of these allegations and some of the cover-ups that were happening here. It's disgusting. It's awful. People should go to prison. People should be, it's everything. It's evil is what, it's absolutely evil what's alleged in this grand jury report. But it's also the kind of thing where you're driving home. I don't know. It's one of those times. And I would imagine that some radio hosts would think, well, I'm just going to do it because it's a very, very passionate, engaging issue. And it's what talk radio is supposed to be. But it's also the kind of thing where, what do you say? I mean, what do you say, really? It's hard to even come up with anything that's worth saying that's even, at this point, I would say remarkable or even special or anything, because we're all just kind of shocked and dealing with it and completely shocked. But I also want you to have a good ride home. And that's the thing. So there might be a time to discuss this. I don't know when that time is, but I do know this. Matt Walsh, as I mentioned, wrote a great piece on this, and he's a conservative I highly respect, and he said there must be a purge in the Catholic Church, and it must be brutal. Speaking of the American Catholic Church, and I encourage you to read it. I'll post a link to it. I think his thoughts are excellent, and he's a very, very devout Christian. And, the thing on this show, which I think is important, is to make it entertaining and informative at the same time. And yet this is local, and this is a story that's gripping Pennsylvania, and it's gripping the country, the world. And you know what? The Vatican has not responded to it yet. They have not issued any comments on it. I really would like them to. And people are just kind of reeling over this. They're trying to even grasp how human beings could act this way, who are supposedly men of the cloth. It's horrific. It really is, especially if you're Catholic. And the details of this is just stuff I can't even read on the air. I really can't. I would hope that you would take the time to read about them. Or if you read Matt's piece, he mentions a few of them. But, it certainly will make one question their, not faith. I mean, churches are run by men. And they're not run by, they're run by men. And men are certainly, of course, sinners. But it does make you question, certainly, at least I know some Catholics who've had a very, very hard time the last 24 hours grappling with this. And I'm going to see my wife's cousin, who's a priest who married us, and I feel really bad for him because he's a good man, And my aunt, my wife's aunt, who's a nun, we're going to see her this week, and, I feel bad for her. She's a wonderful, wonderful woman who's just trying to do Christ's work in the world. She's a nun, and, she's given her life to this. And for them to be associated with this breaks my heart. Really does. Breaks my heart. And I can only imagine how they must be feeling today. But that's about all I can muster at this moment. I can tell you that. And there will be more to say on this for sure, without a doubt. There certainly will be. But the other thing, though, that I'm very happy about is that the president has revoked the security clearance of James Brennan, because he's a liar. A notorious liar who's abused civil liberties and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, abused them for a very, very long time. And it's good that he lost the security clearance. The guy was off his rocker. He really was. Today he's out there suggesting that Trump calling Omarosa a dog was racially motivated. He called the president treasonous for having a press conference with Vladimir Putin. The guy's off his rocker. And he's a political partisan hack. But at one time, Democrats wanted his head. Make no mistake about it. At one point, Democrats wanted this guy's head. Now it's just very convenient for them to circle the wagons around John Brennan and James Clapper, to circle the wagons around him and try to say, well, this is a Trump's America here. They wanted this guy out for a number of reasons. He spied on the U.S. Senate, spied on the American people. He drone strikes, torture, on and on. And the Dems hated the guy. In fact, they wanted him gone. Trump revokes a security clearance and they all go, what a to do this to an American hero like this? This is awful. How can you do this to somebody? The better question is, how is that guy allowed to stay on as CIA director after Dianne Feinstein? This is what frauds and hypocrites these people are. Dianne Feinstein out of California finds out that her committee has been spied on by John Brennan's CIA. And they have a hearing on it. Senator Ron Wyden takes the guy to task because Ron Wyden is a Democrat, but he's a true defender of civil liberties. Very rare. So my question is, why was James Clapper and John Brennan allowed to stay in their job so long with all the spying that was uncovered by these guys? They both lied to Congress at different times. Forget security clearance. How the hell were these guys keeping their jobs? And you know, back then, the Democrats took him the task. Now they're all circling the wagons around him because that's how we roll in this day and age. It's how we do it. Well, Trump took away his security clearance. We got to talk about what an American hero he is. What an absolute American hero. Stop. The hypocrisy of this is just incredible. Not surprising, but it's incredible. And the same people who are coming out now today and saying that Brennan losing his security clearance is totalitarian, ask them the question, this question, when a CIA spies on the United States Senate, is that American? I don't think so. That's what a CIA did. Senator Rand Paul, who's a guy, as you know, I respect immensely, tweeted the following 1 minute ago, so hot off the presses. I applaud President Trump for his revoking of John Brennan's security clearance. I urge the president to do this. And he's got a statement out, which I'm going to share with you. He said, I urge the president to do this. I filibustered Brennan's nomination to head the CIA in 2013, and his behavior in government and out of it demonstrates why he should not be allowed anywhere near classified information. He participated in a shredding of constitutional rights, lied to Congress, and has been monetizing and making partisan political use of his clearance since his departure. Yeah, bravo, Senator Rand Paul. As I've been saying the same thing all afternoon, but to give Rand credit, it was his idea, and he gave the idea to the president, and the president followed through on it, and is smart to do so. But isn't that something? What does that tell you about liberty in this country right now, that more people are not cheering over this? That more people are not cheering over this. It just shows you how, when it comes to politics, our liberties are not even a real consideration. Only when they have to be. Otherwise, they go, eh. But this is the Democratic Party, though. You understand that they are in the middle of a civil war within themselves between the very, very left flank and also between these Democrats who want to run for president in 2020, like Cuomo. I mean, the thing about Cuomo is that his dad, somebody tweeted this out, and it's an excellent point. Mario Cuomo, who was governor of New York, gave the Democratic National Committee address in 1984. He said the following, quote, to occupy the highest seat in the greatest state, in the greatest nation, in the only world we would know, is an ineffably beautiful tribute to the democratic process. There you go. So back then, in the 1980s, Ronald Reagan was president. Mario Cuomo was governor of New York. And that Cuomo said this was the greatest nation in the world. And then Andrew Cuomo comes out and says it's not that great. You know, and it's good to make light of it because he's an idiot, but it's also very, very sad that we have people that would say that about our country and they're governors of a state. It's very sad. And he tries to preface it by saying, well, we just haven't reached our full potential. Think about how far the country's come, even from 1984, in terms of what the standard is that a lefty would use, right? In 1984, there was no legalized same-sex marriage, right? Cuomo, I mean, women in 1984, I don't even know if there were any women senators seated in 1984. I'd have to check. All the things that he rattles off in his progressive little checklist, back in 1984, I don't even know if they were even close. But his father knew best, which was to say that, you know what, this is still the greatest state, the greatest nation, because we can change all these things. We're in charge, we're in control. But You know, if they don't get their way, then what they have to do is use hate against you. It's what they do. It's why they're terrorizing this poor cake shop owner. You know, instead of just walking away from Jack Phillips, the owner of Masterpiece Cake Shop, and saying, okay, you don't want to bake a quote-unquote gender change cake? No problem, man. Let's live and let live. Go about your day. God bless. Do your thing. I'll find somebody who'll bake my cake. Nope, we got to go after him. We got to punish him. We got to make his life a living hell because he won't do what the left wants. So we got to pummel this guy. It's pathetic. It's really sad. It's truly, truly sad. And guys like Cuomo now, this is what they do. They bully and they intimidate. And if they don't get their way, well, you know what? This whole place sucks. And they'll keep coming after you. Give me a break. And they're such frauds, too. They really are. They're such hypocrites because I respect guys like Ron Wyden. You know, he's one of the lone Democrat voices who's been fighting this Brennan guy and this Clapper guy for years, for all their trampling over the Bill of Rights, trampling over the Fourth Amendment, trampling over the Fifth Amendment. Where are the other Democrats? Where are these other Democrats who care about civil liberties? Today, they're all saying the exact same thing, like parrots parroting each other. You know, sometimes people say Trump voters are in a cult. Give me a break. That's nonsense. Because I disagree with Trump on a lot of things, and I mentioned those things on the air. Not a lot of things, but a couple things here and there. Tariffs, for one. And people don't in mass leave the show, but every Democrat today is drinking the Kool-Aid and saying the exact same thing. It's like they have a chip in their brain, and now they have to go out and repeat it over and over again. How what happened to John Brennan here is such a shame, and Trump is such a dictator, and this is not America. They all say the exact same thing. Rand Paul, Ron Wyden, Mike Lee, don't you have to ask the question, why are there not more of these people out there? You know, not more of these individuals who care about civil liberties. And then, you know, for Cuomo, he's got to deal with the fact that Elizabeth Warren, former Native American Elizabeth Warren, she today comes out and she's openly advocating socialism. Bernie Sanders goes on the Late Show, whatever the dumb Late Show is with Colbert, and they just have a little chat about how great socialism is. The parties move so far to the left that they now are hostile towards America, hostile towards ICE. You know, there are libertarians and there are conservatives who talked about consolidating agencies back in the day. What the Democrats want to do is they want to make ICE out to be the Gestapo. And that's what they try to do. So they come out and they're openly hostile to the United States of America. They're hostile to capitalism. They're hostile to individuals who just want to live their life and pursue their religious liberty. Not hurt a fly. Not hurt anybody. But they're hostile. They drag them to court. They punish them. And it's still not enough for them. It's still never enough. They have to turn around and say America's not that great. And then you have Rucker putting out the following here. John Brennan's public service, CIA station chief in Saudi Arabia, CIA chief of staff, director of Terrorist Threat Interrogation Center, director of National Counterterrorism Center, White House Homeland Security Advisor, CIA director, briefed three presidents. And Sean Davis over at The Federalist retweeted that and said he left out illegally spied on Congress, lied about it under oath. Weird you forgot to include that. It's almost like Brennan's one of your classified leak sources or something. I'll include this too. At one point, Democrats were outraged at him for torture. Now they don't care. At one point, Democrats were outraged at him for drone strikes. Now they don't care. At one point, Democrats were outraged at him for spying on the Senate. Now they don't care. That's the thing. It's very... Don't... When people talk about, you know, Trump voters being in a cult, no. You're not. They're not. You're not. But whenever you hear tonight someone on TV going out there and defending what happened, defending Brennan, I should say, and saying that this is un-American, you'll know that it's just the talking points. Swallowing, can't think for themselves, and it's still not good enough for them. Remember that. Because America, as Governor Cuomo says, not that great. Can you play Governor Cuomo again? I have an idea for him. I have an idea for Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York. To try to help him, okay? Go ahead.
The whole thing you want?
The whole thing, please.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great. We have not reached greatness. We will reach greatness when every American is fully engaged. We will reach greatness when discrimination
and stereotyping against women, 51% of our population is gone. And every woman's full potential is realized and unleashed.
Now, I have an idea for him. Do you can you name for me the first woman governor of the state of New York?
Nope.
Trick question.
It is. I thought it might be, but I'm not the history buff that you are.
I know. I know.
Pop culture buff. That
but if there was
not.
An answer, I would never put you in that trap.
Thank you for that.
Of course not.
I should have left my mic off.
Are you sure there was never an Andrea Cuomo?
I don't believe there was an Andrea Cuomo. So the governor there says all women should live their potential, reach their potential. Mm-hmm. I have an idea. Resign as governor. Let Cynthia Nixon
there you go.
Become the first woman governor of New York.
Yeah.
I mean, why are you mansplaining to her about how to be governor?
She checks all the boxes. She's a woman. She's a lesbian. Like,
right.
She's a socialist, woman, environmental, lesbian, redhead.
Mm-hmm. She's got, an adopted child. It's perfect.
Yeah, I believe you're right.
He should throw it to her. He should endorse her as governor and say, women, we need to have the first governor in America, the state of New York. Otherwise, we'll never live our full potential.
It's amazing.
That's commitment to a cause.
Yeah.
I mean, put your money where your mouth is. Instead of standing there mansplaining about what women need, you got one running against you. Let her win.
Yeah.
Let her win.
I bequeath my... Yeah, there you go.
I hereby resign.
Right. It's not a bad idea.
I mean, he could say the governorship, you know, as...
It was never that great.
So he can leave.
Yeah. But it could be great... When women are allowed to reach their potential, and to that end, I am endorsing Cynthia Nixon to be the next governor of New York. Because why would I stand here as a white, hetero, cisgender male and say she can't become governor? That's what he's doing. He's
sound like Joe Pesci.
That's okay. Joe Pesci's New York.
Yeah.
Very Italian.
I didn't really spend a lot of time practicing Andrew Cuomo today. I didn't know he was going
to
step in it like this.
Trying to put my finger on who is that you sound like with that accent. I figured it out.
Now think about it. Andrew Cuomo is white, hetero, cisgender, whatever the gender thing is, whatever that little talking point is, and he's probably rich.
Yep.
And he's male.
Yep.
And he's talking down to Cynthia Nixon, who's a woman and a lesbian. Because apparently you don't have to necessarily be one to be the other in this day and age. So he's mansplaining, straight-splaining, cisgender-splaining, and all the other things to Cynthia Nixon, who's running for governor.
I also assume the Cuomos are in the 1%. I would think that they've made some coin over their lifetime.
I think you might be right.
Yeah. Male.
Yeah.
1%.
The state could be better if we had a woman governor. I can't believe it. Jersey beat us to this.
A while ago.
Yeah.
Christy Todd Whitman was elected governor of New Jersey in 1993. So that tells me that perhaps
it was never that great. Have you seen the mansplaining flowchart, by the way?
It's very funny. The mansplaining flowchart.
Have you discussed it on the show?
Have not.
So
it was never that great.
Yeah.
It was never that great.
Well, in this instance, do you want to go through the questions and just see?
Sure.
So in this instance we're talking about, is Cuomo an expert or at least well-informed on this subject that he's explaining to the lady?
Well,
great question.
It's a great
question. How do you answer that? What's the answer?
I would think yes,
well,
right?
It's a yes or no question, and then depending on your answer, you continue on in the flow chart.
Okay, so we'll say yes, right?
Okay, so if the answer is yes, then...
I would think he knows America. He's a governor of a state. There's only 50 of them, so...
Yeah, at least semi-well-informed, yeah. Okay, right. So if the answer is yes, then the next question is... Did she ask?
No.
Then are you her tutor, teacher, other person responsible for her education?
No, he's not.
So the answer is stop talking.
So he should just zip it.
And that's where it ends. Once you get to a point where the answer is, well, actually, no, that's not correct. I was going to say once you get to no, then the questions stop, but that isn't the case. It just depends on what the question is, how you answer it. So yeah, we've ended up at just stop.
Wow. There you go. He's mansplained, straight-splained, heteronormative-splained, cisgender-splained to all these things.
Yeah.
But our state could be good if we don't have a straight, white, rich, cisgender male as governor. So to that end, I'm going to let the lady lesbian win this one.
We have not reached greatness.
Okay. And then
we will reach greatness when every American is fully engaged.
Here we go. Talk to the
women.
We
will reach greatness when discrimination and stereotyping against women, 51% of our population, is gone.
When there's a
and
where they were supposed to clap.
Full
like right. He probably has it in parentheses
is
in his
realized
script.
And unleashed, and every woman is making her full contribution.
Like as governor of New York. So throw the race to Cynthia Nixon. To that end, the broad who likes other broads, I'm letting her become governor because this sucks. You all suck. I hate this place. And I need a sandwich. My blood sugar is so low.
And
I was
going to
get a sausage and peppers, but it's not that great either. Nothing's great. You're right, Katie. He's looking for the applause lines there, yeah. And they're not coming, and he keeps digging and digging and digging.
Well, he lost them. It fell flat, and he could not dig out of that hole.
To that end, who am I, a white guy, straight, to stand here and stop what could be the first woman, lesbian governor of New York? So now I formally endorse my opponent,
redheaded
Cynthia Nixon. She'd also be the first redheaded governor of New York, I believe.
Yeah.
We all love Sex in the City.
Her character went to Harvard Law.
Let's face it.
I was always more of a Samantha, but you know, it's fine.
But I'll take it. No woman should be there. 51%, yet we've never had a woman governor. So now I resign my office.
Oh, God.
And I will be working on the campaign of Cynthia Nixon for governor. Andrew Cuomo was never that great. And then he should just drop the mic and walk off the stage. The biggest political meltdown in the history of political meltdowns. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
Without raising his voice either. Well, this got a monotone throughout.
This hour just made the highlight reel, by the way.
Johnny
the
says,
best of show.
Why is Governor Cuomo talking so slow? Who is his audience? That is the slowest speech I've heard from a non-guest host of your show. Nick says if Cuomo really thinks women haven't had a fair shot, as was the context of his statement, he should drop his reelection campaign and cede it to Cynthia Nixon. Thank you, Nick. Exactly right. And let's see now. Strategic Corporal says I should have the megaphone. You're probably right. Let's see now. This was a great one here from my buddy Don. He says, Don Povia, I can't listen to Cuomo without saying Italian-American food names in his voice. America is gagoots. Galamad, we got
Gagoots.
America, gabagool, quite frankly, was never that great. Cured meats will kill you, put you in an early grave. Take my advice.
So much sodium.
Oh, man. All right, listen, I was just way late, but that's okay. By the way, please go to the Facebook page and watch our Zioli Show appetizers. We actually did our Facebook thing before the show today, as opposed to after the show. So we call it the appetizers versus the leftovers. And it's pretty great. Katie Fallinger's in it, which is cool. So go to facebook.com/Zioli Show. Like the page while you're there. facebook.com/1210WPHD.
I learned a lot about you guys today.
It was very, very good.
Informative.
Very informative. Mm-hmm. I know. A number of people have commented that my Andrew Cuomo sounds an awfully lot like my Bernie Sanders. Yeah, I'm not actually.
Doesn't quite work though, does it?
I'm not an impressionist per se, but you know,
my Irish accent sounds a lot like my Australian accent. So
see that? Steve sent me a tweet. He says, "All right, wrap it up. I'm trying to get into the liquor store and I can't shut the radio off. You're so damn funny."
That's what I'm talking about.
It's good.
Love hearing that.
And poor Don says, "I got out of the car for 2 minutes to get my little one at daycare, and I got a text that you were quoting my tweet."
Oh,
can you get me audio?
Can you get me audio?
It's podcast for you, Chief. Just
go
to iTunes and subscribe. You'll get them automatically. And like it, too, please. Rate the podcast.
Favorite us.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm just reading through some of the tweets of Major Benson. W. Payne says, Bernie Sanders does a terrible Andrew Cuomo impersonation.
I know. I have one impression. I do it for Joy Behar, Bernie Sanders,
ooh,
Chuck Schumer, and now Andrew Cuomo,
can
too.
Can I hear your Joy Behar?
You heard it. It was just Cuomo.
Oh,
it's
like, you know, all in one, wrapped into one tiny little package.
Put a bow on it, you know. Oh, good. 17 New Jersey beaches are under advisories as 5 closed due to unsafe levels of fecal matter. We've had a lot of discussion of fecal matter on the show last couple days.
Can we stop already?
All right, we'll stop. Promise. Don't worry.
People are coming up to dinner time now.
You're right. It was never that great. Can you play, Greg, please, notorious liar James Clapper defending notorious liar John Brennan?
So will the Republic stand or fall on whether John retains his access to classified information or mine or any others that were named? Of course not. The larger issue here, to me, has been infringement on First Amendment rights. And I think people ought to think seriously about that.
How do you mean specifically on First Amendment rights when it comes to security clearances?
Infringement of our right to speak and apparently the appropriateness of being critical of this president, which in one degree or another all of us have been. I thought the mention of Jim Comey and Andy McCabe, who don't have their clearances anymore, it was sort of a cover for naming them in the first place, which was a non sequitur since they didn't have, at the time they were first mentioned, didn't have their clearances then. And I think the notion of, well, the possibility of the clearances being restored is, that's kind of a red herring.
Okay. Red herring, First Amendment threat. From the guy who trampled all over the Fourth Amendment and the Fifth Amendment, 4 years lying to Congress about spying on the American people. That's actually a threat to the Bill of Rights. But now that you give a damn about the First Amendment, how exactly is this in trampling on his First Amendment rights? James Clapper and John Brennan will be on every show that will have them. They'll be, I guarantee you, they're on MSNBC right now. If I flip over to MSNBC, they're probably on. What channel is that? 76, I believe, right?
76.
Yeah. I will bet you one of them will be on Meet the Press or MSNBC before the day's out if they haven't been on there yet. So how is his First Amendment rights actually being trampled? Now, this is the same guy you just heard lying to Congress years ago when he trampled on the Fourth Amendment and Fifth Amendment to the Constitution when he illegally spied on American citizens without due process, without a warrant, and then lied to Congress about it. Take a listen.
I have to get that.
Oh, you have to get it. Sorry.
I
can't just like cue it up. That's okay.
Queued up here.
But it's not a threat to his First Amendment rights. You understand, because the truth of the matter is John Brennan will be out there running his big fat mouth tonight all over the media. So here we go. That was a lie. No, sir. All right. I don't even know. I'm done. I'm out. That's it.
You
have 3 minutes.
You can't just give up.
I'm out.
Is that how this works?
I have statistics on redheads for you if you want them.
Sure.
Less than 2% of the world's population has red hair.
So Andrew Cuomo will be stepping aside for a redheaded woman lesbian to become the first governor of New York. First woman lesbian redhead governor of New York.
Yeah.
It was never that great.
Well, that's how you could make it great, big guy. Lead by example. Yep. Stop mansplaining.
What country boasts the highest percentage of natural redheads?
I'm going to let the lady who likes other ladies become the governor, not me. All right. I just love it. All right, Greg, let's do that thing we do.
One Twitter. Real quick, I'm going to give it to Jeff Whalen. Jeff Whalen says, Rich, Andrew Cuomo has transformed into Jack Klumpus as president of Del Boca Vista. That place was never that great again.
This place sucks.
Rich Cioli, 3 to 6. Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.